Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Nun Aleph in Parakla Gadol, Daf 51, and we are on Nun Amid Beis, where we started to discuss the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if somebody does not know the Iker Shabbos, right? So the parak started off. Remember the three cases in the Mishnah. The first one was one who does not know about Shabbos at all. We had a machlokes. Does that mean that he knew and he forgot? Or that he never knew. So related to this, the Gemara talks about what if somebody has no idea when Shabbos is? No idea. He's on a desert island. He wakes up and he has no idea. Godol shenishva bein hagayim. So as we said here, machlokas Rav and Shmuel, does one count the day that he recognizes, he realizes that he start counting and that's Sunday, 6 to 1 or 1 to 6? And as I mentioned, the Bavli in the Andaf Samach Tes, quotes Svaris. If you look in the Bavli, it's not Rav and Shmuel, it's a Machlokes Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Rav Chiya Barav. Amar Rav Huna, Haimahalech Bamidbar, Veni Odea Eimasai Shabbos, Mona Shisha Yamim Mishamar Yamechad. Chiya Barav Amar Mishamar Yamechad Mona Shisha. B'maika Miflagi, ask the Gemara in the Bavli, Mar Savar Kibir Yasa Shal Olam. One says you go like Briyasa Olam. Just like Briyasa Olam was 6 and 1, Briyasa Olam. So then to write the Rashi quotes, Yimechol Nimnu Tchila, the Yimechol happened first. So to hear Umar Savar, Ka'adam Arishon. Right? The other one says, no, like Adam Arishon. Shenivra Be'erev Shabbos, V'yom Rishon, Lemin Yano, Shabbos Haya. And Yom Rishon, the first day of his counting, was that day. So that is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Chiya Barav. We pass in like Rav Huna. Like the sheet of 6 to 1. If you look in the Gra, the Vilna Gaon has a comment in the Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa says the Gra. Why, if you look closely in the Vishamru, it says the word Lo'olam in the first pasuk, Bris Olam, and that Bris Olam is written Male with a Vav. Ayin Vav Lam and Mem. Olam. Right? L'dor Hashem Bris Olam. And then it says Beni Vem Bnei Yisrael Osi Li'olam without a Vav. Right? With the Chaser. So why is the first one Olam Male and the second one Olam Chaser? So he quotes this Gemara. Quotes the Gemara, the Machlokes, about do you go like 6 to 1 or 1 to 6? We hold like Rav Huna, right? 6 to 1, as we just said. The Yesh Lomar says the Gra, that this Pasuk is alluding to that Machlokes. Dekan Rav Zalano Atara Kadosh Adin Azeh. Demishim Hachi Kasva La'alam Chaser Vav. La'alam is Chaser Vav, where it's missing. It's missing above. Why? L'rameiz, d'hai lo'olam kavanaso la'alam. It's talking about hidden, right? That's the reference to this halacha, that the Shabbos is hidden to you, like it says in Parsha Shmos. Ze zichri, ze shmi lo'olam, right? So what does Rashi quote? Parsha Shmos, lo'olam, there it's also spelled without above. So it's a hint to the fact that when you say Hashem's name, you have to hide it. You don't say Ado. You say Hashem. Right, you don't pronounce it. Zesh Shmi, this is my name, La'alam. You have to hide my name. So Allah Halama, Rashi already says there that when it's chaser, it is allusion to hidden. Vahainu. Shimna Lamimanu Yama Shabbos, because you're like my midbar. Right? If you're in the midbar, you don't know when the Shabbos is. Osi La'alam. If you want the os when it's alam, when it's hidden, what does the Torah say? Kishesh Yab Masa Hashem Eshmaim Vesarats Uvi Yamashvi Shavasvay Nafash. 6 days Hashem created the world. Briyasa Olam, Shavas Vayinafash, and that's like Rav Huna, Briyaso Shel Olam. That is the Grub. Also, if you look in Rav Yosef Engel, there in the Bavli, on Daf Samach Tes, Rav Yosef Engel quotes, Nira Be'enai, he quotes from the Magid Mesharim, right? That's the Sefer of Rav Yosef Cairo, or he spoke to a Magid to get the answers to his questions in Aramaic. Ayin Sefer Magid Mesharim LeBeis Yosef, Tchilas Parshas Mishpatim, De Mizbar Midvarav, De Ein Ze Me'inyin Suffik Levad. That's dumb. So you don't know what day it is, so, you know, you're there. Rak Eitzel Ha'enu Yodea, Nase Dovar Atzmi. Right. It becomes inherently your Shabbos. Your Shabbos. De Shvi'i Sheshoveis Bo, Hu Be'etzem HaShabbos Shalo. Right. Reflecting, I'm adding this in, you can't have a Jew without Shabbos. Right, you can't have a Jew without the cycle of Shabbos. And even though, as we're going to saw yesterday, we're going to have another sheet that says maybe you try to cover yourself so that you know you'll definitely have a Shabbos 6-1, 5-1, 4-1, 3-1. So what do the other opinions say? Why don't they hold up that sheet up? Because then there's no Shabbos for him. There's no Shabbos. There's no cycle of 6 and 1 and 6 and 1. That's definitional, says the Magen Meshurim. Ukazeh ma she eved ivri yotze b'shana hashviyas, who gam ken inyan shmita. Right, the Eved Ivri works for 6 years and goes out on the seventh. That's like a personal shmita. Ella dehi shmita shelo beprati uso kishmitas haklal b'shviyas l'shtas hayovel. Ayin shamei teiv. So just like you have an Eved Ivri who has his personal shmita, so to this guy has his personal Shabbos. And he says, look at the Radvaz. I didn't bring that today. Ta'ach tekanu davar atzmi. Ulam ma shekasav. Teda she'achar she'igia li'yishuv. V'yada she'ta'a v'asa malacha b'shabbos. Eino chayav lo chatas lo asha v'lo vidui tzarech iyan. That which the Beis Yosef says, it's so much his Shabbos that once he comes to the yishuv and he realizes that he's been wrong, he doesn't have to bring karbanos. He doesn't bring karbanos. That's a big chiddush. Even if it's his own Shabbos, once he realizes that it wasn't his Shabbos, right? He says, "Sorach iyan demay shaychus karban kan hare ein kan shigigas aveira v'karban hare ein ba rak ala shogig." It's a shogig. It's an ones. How would you call this? Okay, discussion. But either way, if you look at that Magen Meshurim, relating to this discussion. Okay, so back to our Gemara here. On Daf Nun Amid Beis, here in the Yerushalmi. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, about 6-1, 1-6. Rav Yitzchak Bar Elazar, B'Shem Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. A third opinion, as we said, Mona Shisha, Vosa Shabbos. Chamisha, Vosa Shabbos. Arba, Vosa Shabbos. Shalosha, Vosa Shabbos. Shnai, Vosa Shabbos. Echad, Vosa Shabbos. So you keep going down one each time, so that you make sure you're covering yourself. So altogether, if you do the math, it's 6 Shabbosos in 27 days. It's interesting that you don't do, at the end, you might have thought you'd do 2 Shabbosos in a row. Right? 6-1, 5-1, 4-1, 3-1, 2-1, 1-1, 0-1. So, to cover yourself. But Gloria has a different question, though, before we get to that one. Amar Rabbi Manna. Rabbi Manna says, one second, if you really write out the calendar and you do all this, you're still not covered. You're still not covered. In Ishtaboi Bitlasa, depending on what day you started. But if you started on a Tuesday, Ha'avad B'Shovsa, then you're never gonna get the real Shabbos. If you do this way. If you start on a Tuesday, you do the math, you're never gonna get the real Shabbos anyway. That was just gonna help you. Right? Not gonna help you. Answer, Rav Havichayle, right? Rav, said that he has, a help and advantage, Latrain Machzirin. What does that mean? We'll go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. When you do 2 cycles. If you do 2 cycles with this, then you for sure cover. So at least, hu avid b'shabsa, then he keeps his Shabbos. You see the different lashon? First it said hu avid b'shovsa, he's going to be working on Shabbos, but this says hu avid shovsa, he's going to be keeping and doing his Shabbos. He's going to be doing his Shabbos. So that's what he means, 2 cycles, not just one. So if you do every 54 days, you'll at least make sure that you'll get a Shabbos. You'll get a Shabbos in this, okay? And do your best. So again, it's more important for this second opinion to definitely get at least one Shabbos. At least get one Shabbos. Even though you might say, if you do it this way, you're definitely being Mechal Shabbos. At least the first opinions, there's a chance. There's 1/7 of a chance that you're getting it right and you're not being Mechal any Shabbos. Well, it's more important to get than not to violate. Right? We generally know that it's better, you know, we assume not to violate an isser than to not do a mitzvah. Even though we don't have that Ramban in Parshas Yisro, Asi Decha Lo Saseh, which is a very difficult yisod to explain. How do you explain that? We know that violating an isser is worse. So Asi Decha Lo Saseh, you should say that the Lo Saseh wins, so to speak. Don't do it. Reshei Valtase. Now, that's what I would have thought. But no, that's the Yisod. Ase docha lo saseh, based on Psukim, and the Ramban, Avas Hashem is the Mitzvah Saseh, and the Yiras Hashem is the Lo Saseh. Ase docha lo saseh. But how does that work with, and we'd like to mention this, the 3 sugyas where Averas and Mitzvahs overlap, Ase docha lo saseh, Mitzvah Baba Avera, and Lava Nitak Laseh. Right? So, Mitzvah Baba Avera means don't do the Mitzvah. Don't do the Mitzvah. So you have to relate to how do you put together the sugya of Mitzvah Baba Avera, and asidocha lo saseh. But here, maybe that's part of what's behind this machlokes of, you know, what are you more concerned about? What are you more concerned about? Take your chances. Maybe you'll hit the jackpot and, you'll get it right and you'll never violate, right? And, that's a better chance than the other case where you're definitely going to violate because you're going to be doing malach on every day of the week, right? But you might be doing one day that not. There's a lot to talk about, in this regard. Also regarding doing Shabbos, that's what the language is. We don't just rest on Shabbos as a Shabbos. right? La'asos is the Shabbos, where Shabbos is a constructive, is a positive. Shabbos is so definitional that the Meshech Chachma is even bothered by others as well. But Shabbos is not one of the big three. Every Shabbos, you know, we don't give our life for Shabbos, right? That's not allowed. You're not allowed to volunteer a non-big three if it's not Shas HaShmad. So the Maharal we've quoted in the past, what the big three symbolize, beginning of Pirkei Avos, but the Meshech Chachma notes that maybe this is even alluded to in a pasuk that the Gra was just talking about, right? Ushmartem es haShabbos, the pasuk says in Kisisa, Ki Kodesh Yilachem, keep Shabbos, guard Shabbos, because it is holy for you. Mechaleleha mos yumas, ki kala osa b'malacha v'nechresa nefeshahi. So the Meshech Chachma explains this pasuk to be including this problem that we know of. Shabbos is so crucial and so important, and yet it's pushed aside for life. Bikoch nefesh is docha Shabbos, even though bikoch nefesh is not docha. Gilei ra'ayis avodazor shvichas damim. So he says, that's how you have to read the pasuk. Keep Shabbos, ki kodesh hi lachem. But it's kodesh for you. It's kodesh for the Jew. Pashta dekra nira, says the Meshech Chachma. De Amar, de lo ye lapele, it shouldn't be a wonder in your eyes. Halo haShabbos gufei nitcheis mebnei pikuach nefesh achas mi Yisrael. Shabbos is pushed aside because of pikuach nefesh. Fahari yikala af mebnei savi pikuach nefesh shel adam. Even savi pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos. Umisha over ala Shabbos nerag v'niskal. And yet, if your Shabbos is so chamor that if you violate Shabbos, the skila. So Shabbos is pushed aside for pikuach nefesh, but even though it's so chamor, v'achin be'emes kedushas haShabbos nitches b'bnei nafesh shel Yisrael. The kedusha of Shabbos is pushed aside to save one life. Ki im ein Yisrael leka Shabbos ba'olam, because there's no Shabbos without the Jew. It's about the Jew keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is an amazing value, but it's a value that the Jew should keep. Umi ya'idu al shvisas Hashem b'maisa v'al kadmusa ba'olam. Who's going to be made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not the Jew keeping Shabbos? Achein, ima Yisrael lo shamar as haShabbos. And therefore, if a Jew doesn't keep Shabbos, hu garua v'nivza afanam behema v'niskal, v'zeo kaparaso. Ki agam im eino niskal, nafsho nechreses min hakesher amitz. Even if he's on niskal, he's going to get kares. He's going to be cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship. So he says, that's how you read the pasuk. Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. Keep Shabbos because it's kodesh for you. Hainu, she netuna lachem, v'yataha iker, v'yitfelo lachem. Keep Shabbos because it's kodesh for you. You beat Shabbos. Your life beat Shabbos. Eve in va'osen kol tzarchem, b'chol yishish b'sakadat p'shabbos, ki im ein Yisrael mi heima hamakachemosa. So the first half of the pasuk is, keep Shabbos, but no, it's for you. It's for you to live, and it's doche. Pikot ha'vish is doche Shabbos. And then if they add in, v'yafa pikein, even so, mechalele mos yumas. Even so, if it is mechalel Shabbos mos yumas, because if you're mechalel who nitzvah b'malas of achilah briskoda shaya beino ovein Hashem ki kalosim b'malacha v'nichrasan, you're going to be cut off anyway without getting skila. But that's how you read the pasuk. So it's davar v'hipucho, as Rav Cooperman writes in the footnotes. Sha haShabbos nidches b'pnei nefesh b'Yisrael v'nefesh b'Yisrael nehereg esekav haShabbos. So both of those that fit together that are alluded to in the pasuk. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So what happens if you do two cycles? So now the Gemara says, "Va'ein lo litmo v'yachash l'chol hayamim." According to all the opinions, shouldn't you have to be choshesh that any day might be Shabbos? Right? How can you do anything? How can you ever do malacha? Right? You should be choshesh every day. So again, the Bavli also has an answer to this question, which we'll get to. So the Gemara says, similar. I'll ask you a similar question. Kada, like this case, kiddush isha. Our gear says be'ilein. He was Mekadesh a woman in the country of Elam. Others changed the girsa to Olam. Mekadesh Isha ba'Olam. What's the case? Remember Nazir Yudbeis. A man says to Shliach, go find me a good wife. Be Mekadesh a woman for me. I trust you. I give you full authority. You know what the kind of guy I am. You've done a lot of Shadchanim already. So, Shiduchim. So, find me a wife. And then he hears, 6 months later, that the Shliach died. And he has no idea whether the Shliach was Mekadesh a woman for him or not. So therefore, what's the problem? Every woman that he meets in the street might be the sister of the woman that he was Mekadesh. Right? And that would be an Isser Karis. So what does he do? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha is Palgan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Tell the Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Choshes and Cholonoshim. Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't marry anybody. Because every woman, you know, might be the sister, the Karo, the mother-in-law, right? The mother of this woman. So you're stuck. What about the Rove? Right? So you don't know. Kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Not a repeat sugya now, but a woman is stationary. There's no rov. There's a suffix. Rish Lakish amar yinachosh lechal nasha. Rish Lakish says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about all the women. So basically, the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Yochanan, just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're worried about all the women. You should be worried about all the Shabbosos. You're worried about all the Shabbosos here. So Gemara answers, Taman yeshlo takana. No, you know why over there we're machmir? Because there is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can find a woman. You still have an option, and that is, find a recent convert. Yachal hu lisa giores. Find a giores. Yachal lisa mishukraris. Find a recently freed shifcha kananis. So they have no relatives, right? Call Misgayer. It's called Kanjanola dami. Hacha ma'islach. What are you going to do here? You're never going to work. You're never, never going to have food. You're going to starve. Right, Misla, what are you going to do? Right, says the Pnei Moshe right across from where we are. In Bas Lachush Lachala Yamim, Matakani Yeshlo, V'chi Yamusu, Im Einlo B'melis Parnes, Hilkach, Yefshelo Lachush Lachala Yamim. You can't. There's no option. There's no option. There's more option for the women. There's no option for the days. Okay, we'll get back to that, but let's just do one more line. The Gemara, though, quotes that there is a Shita. Taman Amrin, over there in the Bavel, meaning in the Talmud Bavli, there is another Shita that says, you're right. You do. Choshesh Lachala Yamim. You have to be choshesh. You can't do malacha on any day. You can't do malacha on any day. So, va'osek kedekiyam nefesh. You're only allowed to do what you need to live. You're only allowed to do malacha of what you need to live. In achinam, you have to be choshesh. That every day might be Shabbos. You have to be choshesh for that. The Gemara, though, in the Bavli asks, according to this then, so how's it going to look like the day that you keep Shabbos? Every day, you're doing minimum malacha that you need to live. So how do you know what day is Shabbos? You're doing the same thing every day. Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha in the Bavli. Vahu yoma, he says, Amar Rava, b'chol yom osalo, k'dei panasaso, barmi hu yoma v'hu yoma lemus, David me'esmo, sh'dei panasasos, v'do me'esmo Shabbos ave. You do double the day before your Shabbos. But no, maybe that day is the Shabbos. Ela, kol yom v'yom osalo panaso, afilu ahu yoma. Even that day you're keeping Shabbos, you do minimum. V'yahu yoma, b'may minkarle. The Kiddusha v'avdalta. Make Kiddush and Avdala. That's the difference. According to that opinion, all you do, make Kiddush and Avdala. That's the difference. Ask the Ritva. There, Daf Samach Tes. Bracha Levatoa. How can you say Shem Hashem? Maybe it's not Shabbos. Oh, you just cover yourself. Kiddush Avdala. So the Ritva has 2 days. Ritva says, number one, V'heich yomar brachas ala safik. V'chi amin and safik bracha daraisa. Chozer k'shu yodek k'shu ma'am v'vracha v'chulu. V'yesh lomar, number one, Savi bracha l'atol is an Isser d'Rabbanan. Isser d'Rabbanan. Right? Rabbanan machlokas Rambam Tosfos. Right? Rambam Tosfos, bracha, meaning bracha shein, bracha l'vatala. Meaning if I say Hashem's name for nothing, then obviously that's a daraisa, losisa. But what if I say the words? Right? Well, I'm giving a shiur now, but you know what? I'm in the mood. Bracha da Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, borei mine mizonos. What a beautiful sentence. What a gorgeous statement. That's gonna be an Isser daraisa. So that's why many Rishonim, by Tosfos and others, say that's an Isser d'Rabbanan. Chazal said, don't say it now. It's a beautiful sentence, but that's an Isser d'Rabbanan. The Rambam says, all right, so may the first day of the Ritva. That's a d'Rabbanan. So in this circumstance, we'll allow this d'Rabbanan. But number two, the Ritva says, don't say it with Shem Hashem. Right? Inami, below bracha ka'amar. Below bracha. Ritva says, avalarishon nira yoser nachon, kefi lashon ha-gemara. It sounds like the Gemara means you really make Kiddush and Avdallah. So that's the Ritva. Okay, amazing. There's so much more here. Talk about the Mekadesh Isha, right? And okay, I'll have to leave that for now. We'll get at the end if there's time. We'll get back to that fascinating Tosfos in Meseches Nazir and Daf Yud Beis. What do you do? What if a woman that has no relatives? V'chula. We'll continue now. Tamatarina. So let's talk for the rest of the Daf. We're going to talk about a Mishnah in Krisus. Mishnah in Krisus, which talks about what our parak has been talking about so far, right? What is our parak been talking about? How many karbanos do you bring for a shogig about Shabbos, a shogig about malacha? Right? It depends on what the shogig is, right? If it's one shogig, then it's one karban. If it's 10 shogigs, because it's 10, you know Shabbos, you don't know the malachas, it's 10. So this is parallel to a discussion in Krisus. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah Krisus, asks, Shal Tis Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'osa malachas harbi, b'shabasos harbi, me'ein malacha achas, behelam achas, echad mahu. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, if you do many malachas on many Shabbosos, me'ein malacha achas, which sounds like many different toldos in one helam, how many karbanos are you chayiv? It's not clear what was Rabbi Akiva really asking. What was the emphasis of his shaila, the root, and the Gemara is going to have 2 days about it. What was Rabbi Akiva asking about Rabbi Akiva? He was asking him something about many Shabbosos and many Toldos. That's going to be the two choices. So, Chayav Achas al Kula, no Achas al Kol Achas v'Achas. You're Chayav one or you're Chayav many. Amar Li, and Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Eliezer answered me, Chayav al Kol Achas v'Achas, b'Kal v'Chomer. You're Chayav many based on a Kal v'Chomer. What's the Kal v'Chomer? Uma im Hanida, Shein Batotos Harbi v'Chados Harbi. Nida. If a person violates Nida, five, he's with five Nidas. There's only one way you can violate the Isra of Nida, right? Maisa Bia. There's only one way to do that. There's no Avos and Toldos. So there's only one way. So if Nida, which doesn't have so many ways to do it, Chayev al Kalachas v'Achas, you're still Chayev on each one. Right? It's called Gufin Mechlakin. You're Chayev for each woman. So Shabbos, Yish Potozo, Sabi, Mechados, Harbi, Shabbos, which has so many ways to violate, Enodashi, Chayev al Kalachas v'Achas. So you surely should be Chayev on each one. So Rabbi Elazar says, Kal v'Chomer from Nida. Amarti lo lo, and I said to Rabbi Elazar, maybe not. If Amarta benida, you know why Nida has is chayef many. Amarta benida sheish b'shtei asharos. Shum musar ala Nida, v'Nida musar asalav. Nida, both people, they have two people doing averus here. Tomar b'Shabbos shein b'Elazar achas. Maybe Shabbos would be less karbanos, because after all, only one person is doing an aver on Shabbos. Only one person be mechal Shabbos. Amar li, Rabbi Elazar says no. That's not a raya. Havei habalaktanos yochiach. And what about if a person is iboel a ketan anida ketana shein by nalasar achas v'chayev kol achas v'achas, right? The ketana is not muzheres, she's not warned, and therefore you still see, even though there's only one person muzhar, still you're chayev many. So you see, that's not a factor. Parenthetically, does this gemara reflect whether if a katan or a ketana does a ma'isa aveira, it's just a pater onshin, or it's not even a ma'isa aveira? Big topic. This sounds like maybe it's not even a ma'isa aveira. Sounds like it. Not muchrach, but maybe. But amarti lo. Rabbi Kiva says no. Lo. Im amarta balak tanos shav v'shein b'hen achshav yesh b'hen lachar zman. No. By aktana, she's in the parsha. She's in the parsha. She's gonna be musar. Tomar b'shabbos she'ein b'lo achshav lo lachar zman. But Shabbos, it's never. Shabbos is never. Again, that might reflect, based on what I just said, that no, it's still a ma'isa aveira. It's still a ma'isa aveira. She's just not musar yet. And the Shaklavatari is very important. Amar Li, so Rabbi Elazar then said to me, okay, different proof. Habala behema yochiach. If somebody violates bestiality, right, he's chayev for each and every animal, and yet there's only one is musar. So again, that knocks out the Kal v'Chomer. So that defends the Kal v'Chomer. Amar Tilo, and Rabbi Kiva answers, no, habehema k'shabbos. Bestiality is just like Shabbos. Unclear what Rabbi Kiva meant by that. Was he saying, okay, I accept your answer? Was he saying, I have the same kasha by Behema? Unclear. We're going to see up 2 days how to understand Rabbi Kiva's answer. Ad kan, the Mishnah in Krisus. Right? All of this was the conversation between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer in Krisus. But it started with Rabbi Akiva's question to Rabbi Eliezer. If you do many malachas on Shabbos, on many Shabbosos, many malacha achas, how many are you chayef? What exactly was Rabbi Kiva asking? 2 days. Number one, Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chisda. Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rav Chisda, and we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat of the next daf of Gemara. But that's what we're going to do. So again, what was Rabbi Kiva asking? So Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Chisda, Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Shimon Nalakish, Treyon Amrin. They both say b'zadon Shabbos v'shigagas malachas shalu. He was asking, if you do many toldos of one malacha, how many are you chayef? Many toldos of one malacha, which is explicit in our Mishnah, right? What did our Mishnah say? Right? What did our Mishnah say? The last line of our Mishnah. Last line of our Mishnah said, you only chayev one. If you do three zoreas, you chayev one. But Rabbi Kiva might be arguing. So Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Elazar, right? How many if you do 10 toldos, right? Bida tanina malachas harbi. That's why the language of the Mishnah is malachas harbi. In Rabbi Kiva's question. Lo al shabbosos umischayev. Don't focus on the shabbosos harbi. That really wasn't his question. That wasn't his question. He was really asking on malachos on toldos. And what was Rabbi Eliezer's answer? Chayev al kol echad ve'echad, which means against our Mishnah. Against our Mishnah in the last line. Okay, that's one opinion. We're going to switch Rava to Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav Chisda. So it's 2 days in the name of Rav Chisda. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rav Chisda Amar b'shikigas Shabbos u'bezad malachos shalom. No. His question was about the issue of whether each Shabbos is distinct. Whether you say Shabbos muchlokin. Bada tanina shabbosos harbe. Focus on the words of Rabbi Akiva that say shabbosos harbe. Lo al malachas mischayef. Not on the malacha aspect. So 2 days in the Gemara, what was Rabbi Akiva's question? Was it about are toldos separate or are shabbosos separate? Those are the two versions. Ha Rabbi Zeira. So now we're going to talk about each one. We're going to talk about each one. Well, according to each one, was Rabbi, and what did Rabbi Elazar answer? Rabbi Elazar says, Yechayev one for each one. Chayev achalachas v'achas. Was Rabbi Akiva mode in the end? Unclear. So now we're going to go through each of the shitas. Was Rabbi Akiva mode in the end? Remember we said it was unclear at the end. Behema kashavas. What does that mean? So, Harab Zeir, Bishim Rav Chizda, Rabbi Gila, Bishim Rav Shimon Lakish, Treyon. So this is the first day. Amrin Bizadan Shabbos, Bishigas Malachas Shalu. They asked him about Shigas Malachas, which means with toldos, you do five toldos within one malacha. How many are you chayiv? Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you're chayiv on each and every tolda. Hodi lay, o lo hodi. Right? Did he admit in the end or did he not admit? So Rabbi Osai, stay with me. We're going to have the next 10 lines of Gemara. We're going to have all this Gemara, but we're just going to flip the order. So first go to skip 6 lines. Basically, we're going to have the same Shakla Vitaria within each Shita. To make it parallel and it's beautiful, just got to flip some of the Girsos here. So skip 6 lines, the first one on the line. Amr Reb Zeira Kumi Reb Yosa Masnisa Amr Deloho Dilei. Now, the Brisa proves that Rabbi Kiva was not Moda. To what? Again, within first version, Rabbi Kiva asked him, if you do 5 toldos within one malacha, how many are you chayev? Rabbi Leza says, you're chayev for each tolda. We're going to prove Rabbi Kiva did not accept that. Right? From the following Brisa. Masisa Amr Deloho Dilei. Ditani Yodea Nishi Shabbos V'Yodea Nishi Malacha. What if somebody says, I know it's Shabbos today, I know this is a Malacha, Aval Eni Yodea Malacha Hizu Shechayev Anolav Karis. But I don't know if you're Chayev Karis. I didn't know that you're Chayev Karis for this Malacha. Is that called a Shogeg, enough for a Karban? You know it's Asr, you just don't know if it's a Karis. In me Inyan Avos, the Gemara says, in me Inyan Avos Malachos Asa, if it was many Avos, Chayev Akol Malacha Malacha, then you're Chayev for each and every Av. But if you did many toldos, chayev al kol helam v'helam, then you're chayev just for each forgetting. So the Gemara says, the diuk of the Brisa, b'bnei shein helam asharbe. So but within every forgetting, you're chayev. Avalam haya helam echa, but if they're all one, eno chayev ala achas. So you see, they're chayev, so you only chayev one. So you see from this Brisa that Rabbi Akiva would hold many toldos, you're only chayev one. You're only chayev one. So you see from there that, right, skip 5 words. Hada amra deloho delay. So you see Rabbi Kiva was not moda, according to that version. That's all version 1. Again, Rabbi Kiva's question was, if you do 5 toldos within one amalacha, how many are you chayev? Rabbi Elazar says 5. And Rabbi Kiva from this brisa says 1. So you see it was not moda to him. Okay, go back to line 5 on top. So now we go, what about according to the line 5. So go to line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Line 8. So now we're gonna get the same structure, just in the second shita. Rabbi Ba, B'Shem Rav Chizda, Amr B'Shem Gashabas, U'Bazadan Malacha Shalu. Right, the second version was, what was the question of Rabbi Akiva? Shabbos. If you do Malacha, many Shabbosos. Hodi, and Rabbi Elazar said, every Shabbos is separate. Hodi Le, Alo Hodi Le. Did Rabbi Akiva agree to that or not? So now, go back to line 5. Min ma damar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Rabbi had this 2 days ago. From the fact that Rabbi Chanina said about our Mishnah. Kol hada hilchasa, all these halachas in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, including that you're chayev for each and every Shabbos. Remember, that's what our Mishnah said. If you do malachas on many Shabbosos, every Shabbos is separate. Karebi Eliezer, that's like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Baram Karabanan, but like Rabbanan, which is Rabbi Akiva, eino chayev halachas. So this Maimar said that Rabbi Akiva holds 5 Shabbosos, Rechayev 1. Hada Amra de la Hodilei. So there you see, also he was not Moda. According to each version of Rabbi Akiva's questions, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva was not Moda in the end. So when he answered that unusual line of Behema Kashabbos, he was basically saying, I have the same Kasha by Behema, don't give me any answers. And he wasn't Moda to Rabbi Eliezer. So now we go back to where we're up to. So far we've done the first 12 lines, 15 lines of this daf. But now we skip down to 2/3 of the way down. It says, Ha Rebbe Zeira. Ha Rebbe Zeira. Right, that's what we're up to now. Ha Rebbe Zeira B'Shem Rav Chizda. Rebbe Ila B'Shem Rebbe Shimon Ben Lakish. Shrei Rav Shigas Malacha Shalu. Getting back to the first version. The first version that said, the question of Rebbe Akiva. Again, the question of Rebbe Akiva to Rebbe Eliezer. In that Mishnah in Croesus, which is the same exact issue that our Mishnah is talking about. So Rabbi Akiva's question to Rabbi Eliezer was about, if you do five toldos within one av, how many are you chayef? Mashma, what would the, according to that version, Rabbi Akiva asked about toldos. What would he say about the Shabbos question? What would he say about the Shabbos question? Ha b'shigah Shabbos b'zad malachas, but if it's the Shabbos question, af Rabbi Eliezer, yod the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer would agree to Rabbi Akiva, she'en chayef la'achas. Rabbi Akiva only asked Rabbi Eliezer about the toldos. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayef five. But it must be the fact that that other question wasn't asked. Rabbi Eliezer would have admitted that you're chayef one big fat karban for all the Shabbosos. The Gemara says, v'yisivine, would that be really true? Is that really true? V'yisivine, if that's true, then Rabbi Akiva could have used that in his rejection of Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer to him. V'yisivine, Rabbi Akiva, if it's true that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're chayef one for all the Shabbosos, so then Rabbi Akiva could have asked that as part of his question in the kal v'chomer that he got. As follows. Hare, there's only one more girsa change on this. Hold in there. Right? Hare, right here. Just flip these two words. Where it says Shabbos and Malachos, flip the two words. Hare mezid b'malachos. This is what Rabbi Akiva could have said to Rabbi Eliezer if it's true that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold of chiluk Shabbosos. So, the following. Hare mezid b'malachos v'shogeg b'shabbos. Right? In the case where you don't know what Shabbos, Hare yeshba totzos harbe v'chados harbe. You have many ways you can violate Shabbos, but modili shein chayv la'achas, you only chayv one, you admit to that, that all Shabbosos are called one. So, how, and he could have asked that on Rabbi Eliezer's, remember Rabbi Eliezer's Kavachomer? If Nida, you're chayv so many, so she told us you're chayv so many. What do you mean? Shabbos is many, so many different forms that you could violate, and you only chayv one. Min ma de lo masiv la, the fact that Rabbi Kiva did not ask that, it must be, it's not true. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer would say, in both cases, both by Shabbosos and by Toldos. So the fact that Rabbi Kiva didn't ask that, it must be that that's what he holds. Let's just try to squeeze in the same exact conversation on the second version. Four lines from the bottom. According to the second version, the question of Rabbi Akiva was about Shigigas Shabbos, are Shabbosos separate? Habizadon, Shabbos, Shigigas Malachas. But in the other case of Toldos, Rabbi Akiva, Yodir Belazos, Shuchayv Galachas Vachas. Rabbi Akiva, though, in the other question regarding Toldos, he would admit to Rabbi Eliezer that you're chayv for each one. Would that really work? The Gemara says no, because then Rabbi Eliezer could have used that in his argument to Rabbi Akiva. V'yisivini Rabbi Eliezer, hare, again flip the two, hare, mezid b'shabbos v'shogag b'malachos. But why did Rabbi Eliezer say this to Rabbi Akiva? In the case where you were shogig by malachos, where you did many toldos, hare, ein ba, the Pnei Moshe says, ein ba ela azhara achas, there's only one iser, va'ad modili shu chayev akalachas va'achas. You admit by toldos you're chayev on each and every one. So why won't you admit here? Min mandalo masav la hada amr hi hada hi hada. So the fact that he didn't ask that, it must be that there's no chilik between the two. And Rabbi Akiva would not agree by toldos that you're chayev for each and every one. Again, it's a very structured gemara based on the new girsa that we went through, which is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa, and it just goes through each version of Rabbi Akiva's question. Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer a question. Was it about Toldos? Was it about Shabbosos? And we went through each one and said, okay, fine. Was he modeh to him at the end? And we said, no. We brought two other sources. He was not. And then we went into, according to each version, what would they say about the other question that wasn't asked? And it must be that there would be no chilek between that other question and this question. Ad kan today, Rav Hashem, there's a lot more to talk about, but we'll leave it there. Okay, we'll stop here.